You suspect that someone's doing this white space trick or changing one or two words, your best defense is to get another document from a colleague and compare, do a hash, see if they're different. And if they are different, use your colleagues. But actually, we have received multiple versions of documents, and that can be very interesting, like in that Guantanamo case, or a draft document versus the public representation, or something that was classified and then declassified, and you see what stuff is removed. In the case of it's complicated, but an American military device that was used in Iraq, we had two descriptions of tests on this device that were very, very slightly different, and it revealed that they had concealed things about faults in this device. So comparisons are great, and by the way, side-by-side diff is really great. We did this for Guantanamo, and that revealed in very fine detail all the little changes, including some quite pathological changes. So, for example, removing all the words attempted suicide and replacing that with self-harm. So a big difference in the response, because the doctors on board have to do certain things when there's an attempted suicide they don't have to do for self-harm.
Time's up?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Time's out. What's the next presentation?
Actually, good question. I haven't had a look at the schedule at all yet. There's Mr. Nielsen, if I remember your name correctly, at least.
I don't know.
Okay, thanks for your attention.